Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Welcome back to the show, my man, Nick Cannon. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. Good to see you, dude.
Man.
Always coming in looking on point, man. Outfit on point, shoes and everything. I can only imagine the closet.
Man, it's a couple closets.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you do your own shopping? You got a stylist?
A little bit of both. I mean, obviously, for things of production, you have an entire wardrobe department. But, you know, when it's time to go, just I'm like everybody else, though. I'm on the internet, you know, buying and charging up that credit card.
Right. But but has fashion always been a priority, or just like the last few years you really took it up a notch?
Nah, man, I was best dressed since the eighth grade, man.
Is that right?
And that's Goodwill shopping too. Like, I had to get creative because I had money. So like, that was the thing. Like, I was taught early on that it wasn't about how much money you had. It was like how you can put an outfit together to stand out. So I did a lot of thrift store shopping and stuff like that as a kid.
There you go.
I think that kind of tapped into my sensibilities of just understanding how to put an outfit together.
No, good for you. I always can appreciate that and respect that for like a guy, because I'm totally the opposite, man.
Really?
I'm kind of like Simon Cowell. I'll wear like the same three t-shirts, one pair of jeans. For real. It's like the one less thing for me to think about, and I just kind of roll with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, unless like my girl makes me dry. You're not going to wear that again. And then she makes me, I was like, all right. Like, I really don't, you know what I mean? So I was like, okay, a guy that takes his time, that's cool. I can get it.
It's about making a statement, because I'm kind of like you in that sense. Like, I don't like shopping. I hate that process. Like,
right.
If I have to go and like sift through clothes, and that's tedious to me. But like, once I have them in my closet, like, I love putting together an outfit.
Yeah.
So I don't like the shopping part, but I'll definitely get in there and try to just get creative with my fashion.
No, you always look on point. And the
Appreciate
wig
it.
Looks tight today, man. All nice and cleaned up.
Cleaned up, man.
I like the way you were rocking it too on the Masked Singer right there.
the curls. It's funny too. Like, one of the reasons, I mean, obviously I was just letting my hair grow, but specifically I did a film that I directed.
Good for you.
Yeah, where I had long hair, but in braids, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, and, you know, it was like kind of I was like an ex-felon type of character in the movie, so it was like a little tougher look, and I couldn't have that on the Masked Singer, so I just let the curls out, you know, it matched the suit well.
Well, before we get to the show, tell me about the film you directed.
It's called She Ball. It's exciting, man. It's a film that I wrote, directed, and produced myself that it, you know... When you do a passion project and you kind of put your own money into it, and it was really about a story about Southern California and the gentrification going on and dealing with race, but it still had, it was lighthearted in a way because it's all surrounded in the world of female basketball and the street ball community. So it was really fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had such a great cast from Cedric the Entertainer, Chris Brown, Faison Love, Evan Ross, like so many, like just all my friends.
Yeah.
Being able to put something like that together, and you know, we're in post right now, so
good for you.
I'm still in the middle of it, but it's really exciting.
That's a lot of work right there. Did you like wearing that director's hat? Something you want to do more of? Or
yeah, I mean, I think, and you know, just a fan of filmmakers, you know, like Spike Lee, you know, Woody Allen, like those type of guys that get to make the type of films that they want to make in entertainment, because you know, it's a lot of bureaucracy when it comes to getting a film done through a system, especially, you know, in entertainment. But to be able to kind of say, yo, I want to make this statement, I want to tell this story, I want to do that like every year if I can, you know, and I've kind of been setting up this trajectory to be able to be that, like do everything else that I do, produce and music and television and host all that. But like, one of my passions is truly writing and storytelling. And you know, my first film I directed was a comedy with Kevin Hart, George Lopez, Cat Williams, called School Dance. We did that with Lionsgate. The second one was a film that I fully financed, very similar to this one, with Whoopi Goldberg and Busta Rhymes, called King of the Dance Hall, that we shot in Jamaica, which I also did a novel to that as well. And then She Ball is my third one. So like every year and a half, I kind of get this opportunity to jump in there and do that. So, you know, I'm looking forward to the next one as well.
Yeah, man. Like the diversity. I know you're always busy.
It,
so this is great. And congrats on the show, man. A lot of great buzz already.
Thank you, man. It's
so much. Kids love it.
Yeah. Nine million people watched that
joint,
man. It's like.
So when you were pitched the concept, were you like, wait, what? So people
Absolutely.
Are like, you just remind a little bit.
Yeah, it was pitched to me first, too, because, you know, obviously having a deal at Fox, you know, and being able to produce content and me being a co-executive producer on the project, we sat down and just did a bunch of meetings about, and, you know, people come in pitching ideas of like, oh, you could do this and do that. And when I heard that one, I was like, that's something I've never heard before, especially you're sitting in these meetings and everybody's pitching the same thing. They're pitching, you know, shows about relationships, shows about singing, shows. And then, like, they're like, all right, celebrities wearing masks. And I was like, what?
And it was like, a big hit in what, Korea before, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, and a few different territories in Asia and around the world. So, and then when you know something's kind of already proven, that's when your business hat goes on.
Yeah.
Like, well, if it's working over there and we could put our spin on it, it should work over
Kim
here.
Kim Jong's mom's favorite show, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's what he told me. Remember, he told us that. We talked to him a while back.
It's
true.
And
that's funny.
That's one of the reasons why he decided to do it. So, and then I like, you know, one of the times I had first heard of it was when like Ryan Reynolds went on it.
Right. That's right.
You know, I think it was the Korean one.
Yeah.
And when he was promoting Deadpool, and it's like, yo, that's if it has that type of height and excitement globally, why isn't it here? And so and that's where I was like, I wasn't excited about hosting competition shows again, but I was like, all right, I'm gonna produce this and I'll come off the bench.
There you go.
and host again, just because it was such a spectacular concept. I was like, this is something I can get in front of and kind of put my brand on, and that's what happened.
Do you know who's behind the mask, or are you guessing along with everyone else?
I know now. I didn't know.
So but when you were shooting the show, you didn't know?
Yeah, we had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
So no, I didn't know as a host. You know
yeah,
I mean?
And like, I made that decision. I obviously, you know,
no, that's good,
being one of the producers, if I had.
You don't want to like intimate anything
I had the opportunity to say, oh yeah, I want to know, but like when pre-production started and they were talking about who they were going after, I was like, don't tell me.
Yeah, I don't think I want to know either.
It makes it more fun.
Yeah, it makes it more fun and exciting.
So
too.
When I was on stage, I had no idea who these people were. So it made it more fun. It made you fall in love with the characters and the ability. So like, if I think I would have been too inside my head if I would have knew who it was, and I could have been leading and stuff like
that.
So my thing is like, don't tell me anything.
Yeah. Now, episode 2 is on tonight. What can you tease us about the singers here?
Man, one of them, I thought it was you. just put it out there.
Did he sound dope or what?
Did someone actually guess Mario
Lopez? I think they brought your name up.
Oh, that's funny. Awesome. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, so you know, you got to get to it, but there's definitely, I thought you was in the rabbit costume.
I cannot wait to hear what this rabbit sounds like.
I'm going to be tuning in just to look out for that
rabbit.
I thought
you were the rabbit.
I'm going to be posting. That's hilarious. That's hilarious, man. I got to take the kids the next season, man.
Yeah, like, absolutely, for sure.
Where you guys shoot that at?
We shot it right here at CBS, right off. Didn't we shoot that?
Right there, TV City, CBS. Okay. They do
so right there in LA, right in the center of LA.
Nice, man. Good for you. I love that you got all this stuff going on.
Okay.
One thing I wanted to tell you too, Nick. I love that when the whole Kevin Hart thing came back, you were vocal and had his back.
Absolutely.
Because when he posted something, I commented on his Instagram too, kind of having his back, and then everybody attacked us. I'm like, come on, man.
Nah.
You can't wait.
That's what friends are for. But obviously too, we're in a very sensitive time, which
a little too sensitive.
rightly so, in a sense, because, you know, it's a time, I always call it, it's a paradigm shift going on, which, you know, if you believe in energy and stuff like that, it's needed, because we've been bombarded so much with just like this idea of like being told what to do and dictated, and it's been very driven by this testosterone, and now that people are being able to speak freely and speak their voice because of social media and all that, there are some people that have a lot of pain that they haven't been able to express. So I sympathize with the LGBTQ community in a major way, and always been a friend and an advocate. But sometimes too, like, you got to understand that, like, let's all focus on the idea of good people and good energy and good spirits. And you know, you and I know Kevin Hart has there's no bad bone in his body.
Like,
and
even if all good energy.
Yeah. And even, you know, like, he continues to apologize for any time he ever offends anybody or any community. But for him to be kind of, you know, not able to, you know, participate or the focus be taken off of his dream job, I felt was a little bit unfair. So that's my best friend, so I had to stick up.
No, I completely agree with you. And you know, you're a stand-up comic as well, isn't it? Man, that seemed like a scary position to be in right now, because you want to be treated as equals, and yet you can't be poked fun at as equals. It's like, you got to feel a little handcuffed,
only
right?
Because not me, and that's because.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
only reason why I say that, because I'm fearless, but I think the only way you can be fearless is when you come from a place of good and you come from a place of just a pure heart to just entertain. But if you look, I would always say, and I go to Wildin' Out is probably the best example, and I hope it goes down in history, is probably the most forward thinking and progressive show on television, because we've had everybody from every culture, from we've had the transgender community, we've had like and everyone gets made fun of. There's we make Bruce Jenner jokes, we make jokes about dark skin, light skin, any class, and it's because we're all friends, and we have the ability to say there's nothing wrong with being different, and there's nothing wrong with even making fun of differences as long as there's no hate involved.
Right,
and
exactly.
And we show that example, and that's what comedy is. Comedy allows people to get over the pain, and if you take away the comedy, then we're just going to be sitting here in pain. So I think, you know, rightly so, gear your pain towards the hate, but don't gear your pain towards the people that are trying to do good and trying to make people smile.
Agree with you 100%.
And also, don't gear that pain toward trying to destroy people.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that's a weird thing.
But that's why they say hurt people hurt people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And sometimes you don't know what to do. You're just acting out because you're like, yo, I've been dealing with this so long. So whether it's being bullied, whether it's, you know, I guess I understand people, there's lives lost and suicides. And, you know, I'm an advocate and on the board of, you know, the Stomp Out Bully Global Campaign, to where, you know, I've done very, you know, intimate settings and done some strong work in the community to where I've helped prevent certain situations. So I've seen it up close to where, okay, yeah, this is a real issue. I never want to downplay the issue of anything from name calling to even, you know, young people being afraid to come out to their parents and all that. These are real issues, but like, let's not even spoil a real issue with the media and the hypocrisy of something where you guys are just trying to find a headline today.
Right.
Like, if we're really going to deal with these issues, let's deal with these issues to the core and really help these young kids be themselves and be happy to be themselves, opposed to being like pointing fingers at someone who's making a joke.
Exactly. Oh, exactly, man. True that you may be coming to late night TV?
Man, they talking about it. You know what I mean? I'm preparing for it. I'm in the gym. I'm in the question gym. I'm getting it together. It's something that obviously I've always wanted to do. I feel like I'm kind of built for it. I'm kind of, you know, I honestly, it's funny. I had my first late night talk show when I was about 19 years old on Nickelodeon. Will Smith was my first guest. It was the pilot of the Nick Cannon show. Nick Cannon show kind of evolved into something different. But just to think, you know, as a teenager, I created my own late night show then. So it's kind of been in my DNA and my blood. So if it happens, it happens. I mean, obviously the Masked Singer is going so well, and, you know, Fox is home right now. So it's definitely, I don't want to spoil anything, but we definitely cooking up.
Good luck, man. Good
appreciate
luck.
It,
that sounds cool, brother. Yeah. Right on. How the kids are now?
Amazing. How's yours, man?
They're doing well.
That's
thanks.
I know they're similar ages.
Yeah, mine just turned 8 and 5 and Rock and Roll.
They're 7. They'll be 8 on the 30th of April. So
yeah, that's a fun age.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And those two together, man. I call them Thing One and Thing Two.
Yeah,
they're just bouncing all over the place. Like, and they think they're funny too. They're like little comedians. They got their little TikTok Musically channels and YouTube. So like, there's a camera going on in my house like constantly.
I know, man. They're so advanced with all this tech stuff.
I'm like, yeah. And then, you know, obviously too, I got my youngest who's about to be 2, and he's already on the iPad.
That's right. Congratulations. Yeah. I haven't seen you
thank
since.
You. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And he's been reading, and it's amazing.
Yeah, no, it's fun, man. Good for you. Hey, is this true? I heard your DMs just been blowing up.
Oh, it's been going crazy, man. I'm stepping into your world, man. They think they think I'm a sex symbol now, or something like that.
So how does it work? Seriously, because I really don't know. So
because I'm just learning myself. Because there's two levels to the DMs. There's like the DMs of people that you actually follow and engage.
Right.
So I know like that's kind of been turned up a little bit. People ain't heard from in a while. Like, hey.
Yeah, right.
But then there's the other DMs that
like the randoms
like,
you don't
like,
know
that freezes my phone. Like it's so many that like it's just people like you can't really I can't even check them all. It's like thousands a day.
Yeah,
that it's just like a women that I've never like even knew who I was.
That could like, be like a full time job.
Yeah, and it's like they're from all over the world too. Like got people hitting me up from India, like, all right, I'm gonna have to take a trip.
International player, right there. That's a champagne problem, homie.
Exactly.
Good for you, man. All right, hey, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Sir.
Go to karaoke song.
Hmm. man, I sing all the time. So I'm trying to think, like, what's the what? Probably This Is How We Do It, Montel Jordan. I always get it popping. That get it popping every time.
Last movie you saw in theaters?
Ooh, I just saw something. Like I take my kids all the time. I think what was the last thing we saw? Wreck-It Ralph 2? Or no, there was something after that. Spider-Man, the Spider-Verse. The
new, okay.
Yeah, I took them to see that.
Celebrity crush growing up?
Mariah Carey.
That's player right there. New Year's resolution?
I don't make them. I wish I did. I don't believe in the year system anyway. I operate on some old other cosmic stuff. So I'm like, oh, this is another day for me. I was fly yesterday. I'm going to be fly tomorrow.
I'm with you. I don't make them either. I got you. What would your Masked Singer costume be?
Ooh. See, there's a lion already on. I want to be the male lion. Like, I would love to be a lion or a wolf. Those would probably be one of the two. I don't think they had a wolf costume yet. And I actually, cool thing.
Because I automatically thought of like the Cowardly Lion and Wizard of Oz, not like
not,
that.
Not that one. Not that. I actually get to put on some masks, as you'll see throughout the show, and I had them make me a wolf mask. I had them make me a wolf mask and a dragon mask.
Ooh.
So you'll get to see those. They're not as elaborate as the ones that you see, the celebrities wear, but every show I come out in a mask. And the wolf and the dragon were my favorite.
Right on, man. Well, hey, thank you so much for coming by, brother.
No
Always
doubt.
Good to catch up with you.
Likewise, man. Congratulations on everything, too.
Likewise, my friend. Likewise. And everyone, listen, watch The Masked Singer Wednesdays on Fox. You can follow him on Instagram at Nick Cannon.
Mario might be one of the people under the mask.
That's right.
This could just be a whole diversion.
Just all I say is vote for the rabbit. On with Mario Lopez. Woo!